Ninth pack of Taras, ninth Mishnah. Nitzal gabe prudin, unogea v'kebeitza. If we start off with one chunk of olive mass, and now we broke it up into different pieces. So it's touching one of those pieces. If that piece has a kebeitza, then it's metame the entire piece, even though the piece is more than a kebeitza. Prudin al gabe prudin. If there were a whole bunch of these chunks, avishin ogea v'kebeitza, even though it's touching a kebeitza, in a tame el mokum agoyu, this mokum agoyu means that chunk. In other words, it doesn't mean just the place it touched. If the chunk is more than kebeitza, it will metame the entire chunk, but that chunk is not metame the next one. Nim seben koisel zeisim. If you just found it in between the wall and the zeisim, wasn't touching the zeisim, you don't have to be choshish that it was touching the zeisim. Nim seben gag. He took a zeisim from the place where they were sitting and he put them onto the roof. Amatan to, then the part on the bottom which he took the zeisim from is tor, because you don't have to assume that he took this sheretz with him from the bottom. You assume that it fell on the top. But if they were found on the bottom, then those you take on the top is tumah, because you assume that which you found now was there from before. Like we learned before, tumas kashas mitziyosim, Mimela was there at the time. It was before the time that he took the olives to the roof, and those ones became tumah. Nim sesaref al zeisim, we found the burnt sheretz on the olives. V'chein matas mehuho, I finds a garment which is falling apart, which is not become a tumah anymore. It's burnt. Then it's Torah, Shekol Tumas Shasa Mitzios. And that's a general rule in respect to Tumah. What we see now, we assume was the same state as before. Before it was Tumah, then if it now is Tumah, we assume it stayed in the state of Tumah from before. And then if now it's Torah, we assume it stayed in the state of Tahira from before.